Saturday, December 4th, 2021, interval training. We have a running joke at Lynchpin that interval training is Latin for fun because, I almost say because it's not fun, but that's not true. It is fun. It's just, it's challenging and it delivers a bit of a burn. Here's what we have today. We do it because it's effective. 8 intervals each for time of 24 air squats, 12 pull-ups, and then 12 calories on the air bike for men or 8 for women. And then we have a 1-to-1 or up to a 1-to-2 work-to-rest interval for that. And of course, we have calorie conversions based upon the bike that you're using, if you're going to use a rower, etc., etc. A video showing the air squat and some kipping chin over bar pull-ups. So ideally, since this is interval training, the goal is short time domain, high intensity on this. 24 air squats is a good chunk of air squats, but it comes first, right? So ideally, you can just keep a steady pace and get through those. 12 pull-ups, sets of 12 in round one might be a reasonable number, but they're going to get tougher and tougher in rounds 3, 4, 5, so which is why that rest period is also critical. And then what makes this an interval day is when you hop on that glorious bike and just pedal like the devil is chasing you and empty the tank. That makes it high intensity. That makes it the interval day. That makes it critical for you to take the rest periods so that you can really apply some intensity each time. I had something else that was lost there. Oh, the sets of 12 pull-ups. It would be fantastic if they were unbroken. It'd be great. But it's not necessary because you can still hop on the bike and deliver the goods here. So if they become 2 sets of 6, a set of 7 and 5, whatever it happens to be to get to 12, you know, with a short break in there, no worries. And maybe as it drags on, if it becomes 3 sets, 3 quick sets to get you to 12, I don't have any drama with that either. Now, if the pull-ups are taking long enough to push you outside of what we believe to be the windows of the more likely time and things like that, then we may want to reduce the number, work in some ring rows, maybe to get to that 12, you do as many pull-ups as you can, maybe you do 6 or 7, then you grab the rings, you punch out the last 5 ring rows, then you hop in the bike. So again, options, we've got you covered. Super fitness robot time for this, 90 seconds or less per interval. More likely time, 2 minutes and 30 seconds or less per interval. So let's discuss the work-to-rest ratio, in case you're unfamiliar with that. Set a 1-to-1 to a 1-to-2 work-to-rest interval. So let's say that each round takes you 2 minutes. If you rested on a 1-to-1 pace, you would rest 2 minutes because the work took you 2 minutes. If you did a 1-to-2 work-to-rest interval and the work took you 2 minutes, you would rest 4 minutes before doing the next one. And like I said, it's or anything in between, maybe you choose to rest 3 minutes. But point being, do not rest less than 1-to-1. You're not making the workout harder. You're just not giving yourself the opportunity to express intensity, and that's what we want on an interval day like today. The wild card option, 8 intervals each for time, 18 air squats, 8 pull-ups, 12 calories for men, 8 for women on the air bike, same work to rest interval. So it's the same deal, but we lowered the repetitions a bit on the gymnastics movements. So ideally help you keep moving over the course of 8 intervals. So that might be a great option for you. Scaled option, 8 intervals each for time, 15 air squats, 12 ring rows, 10 calories for men, 7 for women, same work to rest interval. Video showing the ring row. Limited equipment option. They can do the air squats, they can do the pull-ups, but they don't have the bike. So for each one of their intervals, instead of the bike, they have a 100-meter dash Usain Bolt foot sprint. Their goal times, super fitness robot, 1:20 or less per interval. More likely, 2:30 or less per interval. No equipment workout. They don't have a pull-up bar, so they're just going to do 8 intervals each for time of 24 air squats and a 100-meter sprint, same work-to-rest intervals. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Dumbbell box step-ups, 30 to 40 reps, alternating legs each time. You choose the height, you choose the loading. We've got a video there. Or, not both, or 3 heavy sets of 7 on the back squat, resting 2 to 4 minutes between each, also with a video. The other part of the optional accessory work, some midline hollow rocks, accumulating 30 to 75 reps in as few sets as possible. There's a video showing that. When I say as few sets as possible, some people have been curious as to what I mean by that. So what I mean by that is relative to your capacity, bite off big chunks of work. Maybe you could get, let's just for easy numbers say you're going to do all 75 reps. Maybe you could do it as 5 sets of 15 and get there. But you might want to push yourself a little bit. You take a chance, maybe try to get 30 reps in that first set, then do sets of 15, or bite off a set of 35 or 40 if you can, and then see what you can do after that. Instead of just playing it safe from the get-go, bite off a little bit of a bigger chunk and see if you can't slowly grow that chunk over time. That's what I mean by in as few sets as possible. So a set of 35 or 40, then some sets of 15 will be a smaller number of sets than doing 5 sets of 15. So that's what I mean by as few sets as possible. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the kneeling layback and the chest and pecs, hands behind. That closes out the week of training. Hope everybody has enjoyed it. Don't forget that in the private Facebook group, every Friday we post a video discussing how to modulate intensity for the upcoming week's workout, so be sure to check that out. And you can check out my plan and then develop your own plan for that so that we're doing this in a smart, sustainable manner. Until then, enjoy your weekend.